A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى أهلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, once again, another episode of this amazing silsila, interpretation of dreams. Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the divine blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this silsila is broadcasted for the benefit of the ummah at large. So inshallah azza wa jal, I am sure you are familiar with the system of this wonderful and amazing silsila in which we give to you the interpretation of various different dreams. Inshallah azza wa jal. Let us now listen to the blessings and the virtues of reciting Darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is the cause and the creed of creation. Subhanallah. As we all know that there are many, many virtues and blessings of reciting salutations and darood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in Siratul Jinan, volume 8, there are around 44 blessings and virtues which have been mentioned regarding Darood-e Pak. So inshallah azza wa jal, in very shortly, we would like to basically give you a few virtues regarding the blessings of reciting Darood-e Pak upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned, by the virtue of Darood, your ranks are increased, sins are forgiven. Darood, by sending Darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Darood intercedes for its own reciters. Allahu Akbar. He is relieved from troubles and calamities. He will be relieved from the horrors of the Day of Judgment. He will be relieved from the hellfire, as well as by reciting abundance of Darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the crossing on the bridge of Sirat will become easy for him. Allahu Akbar. The one who recites excessive Darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will not die until Allah azza wa jal will show him his abode in Jannah. Subhanallah. By abundance of recitation of Darood-e Pak, it causes blessings in one's sustenance. Subhanallah. And 100 or over 100 permissible and wishes or necessities of that person will be fulfilled in this dunya as well as in the hereafter. Subhanallah. This is just few virtues which I have mentioned out of 44 which is mentioned and written in Siratul Jinan, volume 8. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this means you and I should increase our recitation of Darood-e Pak upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, for indeed this will get us connected to him and we will see immense blessings in this world as well as in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, once again, alhamdulillah, for those who have been watching the silsila, we had some beautiful feedback and brothers were very satisfied with the interpretation of their dreams being given. And for those who are not familiar with this beautiful silsila, let me tell you inshallah, what makes this silsila much more amazing is that subhanallah, the guest of honor is none other than our respected Muballigh of Da'wat Islami, Maulana Asad Sahab, who is all the way in Bab al-Madina, Pakistan, who actually gives you the interpretation of your dream, mashallah. Asad Bhai, once again, it's a pleasure having you on the screen, mashallah, whereas today we're going to do another session of this beautiful silsila, interpretation of dreams. But before we go on, Asad Bhai, regarding the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since we are Muslims and we should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, so there is a very beautiful parable which I would like to narrate for the viewers and listeners of Madani channel, so that we could inculcate the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and develop more taqwa and piety in our hearts via fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reciting Quran Pak. It has been mentioned that one day Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was passing by a place when he noticed a young man who was standing on the roadside during the severe cold temperatures of the time, wearing old and torn clothes, and he was weeping and crying bitterly. Hazrat Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi then asked him, "Oh young man, what is the matter? For it is extremely cold during the severe winter, and you are using such clothes, and you are in the state of crying whilst you are sweating." Allahu Akbar. He mentioned, "Yes, actually, I was once passing by this place, and I committed a sin at that time. And today, once again, I am passing by the place where I have committed that sin. And because of remembering that sin which I have committed, it has brought tears to my eyes and sweat on my face." Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this shows the immense fear that our pious predecessors had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the glorious Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِّيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَاتَدُهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And only they are true Muslims. When Allah Azza wa Jal's name is mentioned, they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when His verses are recited to them, their iman increases. And they place the utmost trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear viewers of the Madani Channel, in short, wherever we are, whoever we are, we should always fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make a firm intention never to commit sins again. Jazakumullahu khaira. Let us take the first call.
Muhammad OS Athari speaking from Bradford, UK. I want to ask regarding a dream that if a person sees himself dying in the dream, what is the interpretation of this dream? Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ji, mashallah, Asad bhai, the first call has come from UK. This is quite amazing, mashallah. Today the South Africans have not given the first call, but rather from the UK. So this person has seen himself dying in his dream. What is the proper interpretation, Asad bhai?
See, there are two types of interpretations of such kind of dreams, that sometimes Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shows the person the way of hereafter. And this is the lesson, and this is a sort of alarming situation for a person, that he should take care of his deeds. Maybe he is busy in some works and deeds which are not according to Sharia. So the person who saw such kind of dream, so he should take care and he should cross-check his deeds and activities, whatever he does all the day, in the night time, daytime, whatever he does, whatever his profession is, whatever his business is. So he should cross-check all the deeds. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, he will see if there is any fault, if there is any shortcomings. So he will come to know about the things, and inshallah that would be the chance to rectify his evils or wrong deeds. And when we talk about the wrong deeds and to cross check our daily routine and all the things, all the affairs, so the question arises that how a common person come to know that his deeds are according to Sharia or not. So, I would suggest all the Islamic brothers, especially for the person who saw that dream, but generally all the Muslims should make the consultation, make mashwara with ulama ahle sunnat, muftiyan ahle sunnat. Because every person does not know about the all commandments of Sharia. So, when we'll go to an alim e deen or mufti sahib and we show our activities and tell about the our daily routine, so inshallah Azza wa Jal, they will guide us. Especially our salah, our saum, roza, and all other activities. We think that because we are normally majority of the Muslims are born Muslims. So whatever we saw in our childhood performing Salah, our elders, so we started performing Salah. So we did not go to any institution where we systematically learn the proper way of Salah. Or when we started the business, so maybe we did not go to any scholar to make the mashwara that I'm going to start such kind of business. So what are the rules of Sharia, whether should I do it or not. Or whatever we do, even if someone is going to be employed for any firm, any factory, any place. So there are rules and regulations for the employer and also for the employee. So normally people, because they don't go and learn systematically or properly, so there are highly chance to become sinner in many ways. So inshallah azawajal, when we will take care and when we will make mashwara with ulama kiram, so inshallah it will be very beneficial for us.
Mashallah Asad bhai, there are so many other ways of asking questions, mashallah, and many other ways of rectifying oneself in the beautiful, fragrant mahol and atmosphere and environment of Dawat Islami. Another beautiful way of self-rectification is that if we could get our hands onto the beautiful booklet called Madani In'amat, which is a proven fact, mashallah, that many people out there have actually, alhamdulillah, purchased this Madani In'amat, and this was one of the reasons or ways for them to be reformed. So inshallah azawajal, in other silsilas, you do listen about Madani In'amat. It's a booklet. You can also get this onto the website. Ji, let us take the next call, please.
My name is Nabila Attari, and my question is that if anyone sees himself being chased by a snake and he is overpowered by the snake, what is the interpretation of this dream? Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Chased by a snake and being overpowered by a snake in a dream, Asad bhai.
Yes, basic interpretation of that dream is not good. That is the sign of enemy. Basically, he should take care, and especially he should take care of his surroundings, especially the people he has contacted with them and his company. And if he is going to do some agreements with some people, for example, the person saw such kind of dream and he is doing a business. So for his business purpose, to whom he meet, so all these affairs should be done carefully, because watching a snake is the sign of enemy. So basic interpretation is that, but sometimes watching a snake is the sign of any illness as well, and especially if a person saw any green snake, so sometimes this is the sign that that person will face any illness. So if a person is already in any a problem or trouble, so he should take care more as he has done before, and he should take the Tawizate Attariya as well. It is also a very good means to prevent ourselves from the troubles and enemies, and these all services are free, of course. So you can get physically Tawizate Attariya if you live in the area where Islamic Brothers are available and they give Tawizate Attariya, and if you are not living in such area where Faidan-e-Madina, Madan-e-Markaz is available, or any Islamic brother is available who gives the Tawizat, so you can contact via our website as well. So in both cases, watching a snake and especially the condition which our Islamic brother has mentioned, it's not good. So he should take care and get the Tawizat-e-Attariya, inshallah azawajal. It would be very beneficial for him, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will save him from these all troubles.
Ameen, Allahumma ameen. I hope that answered the question of our brother, mashallah. Ji, agli call ki taraf jaate hain.
Mashallah, Madani channel is doing a sterling work. Inshallah, Allah ta'ala ke barakat and long life of all those who are involved in the work. Maulana, wife wants to know, my mother is late, and every time she dreams about her, she only can hear her, but she doesn't come in the dream actually. Even though there's like, she dreams there's like niyaz happening in the house or any function that's happening in the house, you can hear her voice, but she doesn't come as a person in the dream. It's only her voice then. So we want to know why she's coming in the dream so often in that way.
Ji Asad Bhai, what would be the interpretation of such a dream?
First of all, I would like to share that there are different people. Some of them, they are worried that I often watch the people, they have left this dunya. So they see the dead people. So they are worried about that. And there are some people, if they don't see any person who has died from their family or from their surroundings, from their area, so they ask that, why I can't see the person who has passed by. So there are different conditions. So let me tell and clear, there is nothing special to watch any person who has died, and there is no any special thing if a person often watches the dead person in his dream. So there is no any special thing for the both cases. It depends upon the condition of the dead person. If his condition is good, so then inshallah azawajal, he would be in a good condition. And if his condition is not good, he is wounded or he is in trouble, he is worried. So in such kinds, if someone watches a dead person, so that is not good. So it depends upon the condition of a person. But the caller, Islamic brother, he explained about the voice, that the person is hearing the voice of a dead person, but he cannot watch him. So it is also normal, because we love the people around us, especially when someone is our family member. So, after his death, sometimes we often watch that person in our dream. So, I would say that we should make isale sawab for him. Like he said that he watches that niyaz and khatam and fatiha khani is taking place in their house. So, that is a good sign. But in the reality, the person should also make isale sawab, make dua. Because this is only the way to give the sawab or to give any gift to our any Muslim who has left this dunya. So the dua of the Muslims or any kind of good deed he has done in this dunya, and that is continue yet. So he can get only the virtues of these two ways. So we should make dua, and it is a normal. There is nothing special to hear the voice of a good dead person.
Asad Bhai, one very important question on this subject, that as we all are aware that there are various types of sadaqah and reward a person can donate to those deceased and loved ones. But what is the best way, a long-lasting way of sending continuous reward to a deceased? What can a person actually do, Asad Bhai? Because everybody is close to their parents if their parents have left this world. Kuch karna chahte hai, toh what is the best way to send and donate reward and thawab to them?
Regarding sadaqah, there are too many ways, but the best way, which is the best way? So, one thing is very important. If someone gives sadaqah in the form of sadaqah jariyah, means if he spend the money in a such way that the sawab, the reward will be continued. So, that would be much better. For example, if a person build a masjid, because the masjid will last long time until the day of Qiyamah, and Muslims will get benefit. They will come and perform salah there. They will come and recite the Holy Quran, the halqa of zikr, halqa of durood-e-paak, and ilm-e-deen will be spread there. So such kind of things are very important. Building a madrasa or giving the knowledge of deen to someone, because when the person will be getting the benefit of his knowledge, so inshallah, that would be benefiting for him. So, this is one kind, sadaqah jariyah. Another thing which ulama-i-karam has explained, what kind of sadaqah is more important? Whether to build a masjid, madrasa, to give some money to a poor person, helping Muslim, or what to do. So there is another explanation about the more important sadaqah. And that is the summary of the sayings of ulama-i-karam is, the way which is more needed among the community, Muslim community, so that way is more important and more beneficial for the person. Because if there is already masjid within the community and the need is fulfilled, so building another masjid, it is not that much important if there is no any madrasa and the community, the Muslims are in need of a madrasa. So when we compare masjid and madrasa there, so if the one thing is already available, so doing sadaqah in another way, that would be more important. So this is an example. So likewise, the person can watch the need of Muslims, the need of that area, the need of that time and era. So spending the money, doing sadaqah in that way will be more beneficial.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Very beautiful explanation. Now, let us go to the next call.
My name is Muhammad Shaif Subrati, and I would like to know what is the meaning of, or what is the interpretation if someone dreams of a lot of fish?
A lot of fish in the dream, if someone dreams of Asad Bhai. MashaAllah. This brother has dreamt of fish, or if somebody else has dreamt about fish.
Yeah, that is a good dream. And there are different interpretation of the fish. But the basic interpretation is ni'mah, bounty, the gift from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That person will have some special gift or any bounty of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Especially if someone wants something special, he has some desire, and that is permissible according to Sharia, good desire. And he watches in his dream that there are too many fishes and he is owning the fishes, he is purchasing the fish, or someone has gifted him a fish. So the meaning would be his desire will be fulfilled, and by the blessings of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he will have any special bounty. And sometimes fish is the sign of a girl, baby girl. If someone wants baby girl, and in his home his wife is pregnant, so they will have the gift of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in the shape of a baby girl. So that is also a good sign. In the both cases, having fish, watching fish, or someone is gifting him the fish, the all conditions are very good for that person.
MashaAllah. Overall, the meaning of seeing a fish in a dream is a good way, Asad Bhai. My question is that, you know, in South Africa, in Sufi Nagar, Durban, those who live near the seashore, they do a lot of fishing, meaning those people who are fishermen, especially in Durban, Asad Bhai. So they must be very happy after listening to the interpretation of this dream today. So let us go to the next call.
My name is Zulfikar. I'm from Mozambique, overseas. I saw yesterday one dream for play children in ground. Please tell me about the meanings.
Seeing children playing in a ground or a playground, Asad Bhai.
Yeah, it is a normal routine. Normally we see that children are playing in the ground, in the surrounding of our area, house or whatever the area is. So such kinds of dreams are not any interpretation. Those are called adghas wa ahlam. The things which we see normally in our daily routine. So because grounds are all over and children play in the grounds, so there is nothing special for that. So there is no any special interpretation for that. That is a normal daily routine dream.
Okay, so there is no specific meaning of such a dream, seeing children playing in a playground. So, Alhamdulillah, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, I hope that this was informative for you and you have heard different and various dreams and you have received the answers to your dreams. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we should make amal and practice whatever good we have heard, especially when it comes to learning ilm-e-deen, practicing upon the knowledge that you do have and give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, Asad bhai, I guess for this week as well, we have a beautiful package. Maybe Asad bhai can enlighten us regarding that beautiful Madani Guldasta or package which will be coming on screen.
In the last silsila, we saw interpretations about mountains, the various kinds of mountains. A person watches himself among the mountains, among the valleys, in a cave, different types of mountains. So today we are going to learn about the skies, because it is also very obvious that many people see the sky in their dreams. Sometimes they are flying towards the sky, and because there are seven skies, first, second, third till seven, so every sky has a different interpretation. So if someone sees that he is on the first, second, third or sixth, seventh sky, so what would be the interpretation for that? So today's topic is sky. So inshallah, now we will move forward towards the Madani Guldasta of the day. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we are going to talk about another new thing about the interpretations of dream, and that is sky. Because many times you may see in your dreams different types of skies. If you are on the first sky, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, so what would be the interpretation for skies? So inshallah, I will try to explain about the different skies. So let's start from the first sky. If someone watches in his dream that he is in the first sky, so that is not good for him. He may face the death. So it's not good for him. If someone watches that he is in the second sky, so it is good. The interpretation is very nice. He will have the knowledge and wisdom. And if he will see that he is in the third sky, so that means he will have the honor and he will have the respect among the community, among the people in this dunya. And also, if he sees that he is in the fourth sky, so the interpretation is also well and good. He will be the friend of the king of the time. He will get the closeness to the king of the time. And if he sees that he is in the fifth sky, that means he will have to face any kind of fear. And if he sees that he is in the sixth sky, so the interpretation is very good. He will have the wealth and the bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this dunya. And the seventh sky is the sign of death, but the end results will be good. His ending will be the good. So that's all the interpretations of the different skies. So we should make dua in the holy court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you see sky in the dream, that may Allah gives us the good results of our dreams. Dear viewers of Madani channel, as I mentioned about the different numbers of skies, now we come to the colors of skies, because you can see the different colors of the skies in your dreams. So if someone sees the green color of sky, the sky which is green, so that is a good sign. There would be peace and prosperity. So that's a good dream. And if someone sees that the sky is white, so it's not good. He will have to face the illness and also any grief. And if someone sees the sky is red, so that's not good. There would be war, fight, and many bad things will happen there. And if someone sees that the sky is black, so there would be a big trouble. So my suggestion, if someone watches such kind of bad dreams like black, red and white sky, so he should make sadaqah in the way of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and he should pray in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that may Allah save him and his community from all the bad things which can be happened within the area. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we have discussed about different skies and different colors of skies. Now, if someone watches that something is coming down from the sky, so what would be the interpretation for that? So there can be many things. So if someone watches in his dream that the wheat and barley is coming down from the sky, so that is a good sign. he will have more sustenance. There would be peace in that area. That is a bounty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And if he sees that the honey is coming down from the sky, that's also good. He will have more bounties. There would be peace. And especially, he will have more sustenance. And if someone sees that the sand is coming down from the sky, so if it is not too much, so there is a good sign for him. And if it is too much, so that is not good for him. And also, if someone sees that he is hanging in the sky, so that means he will have the higher status in this dunya. So that is the bounty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now the viewers of Madani channel, we talk about the flying towards the skies. If someone sees that he is flying like the birds fly in the sky, so that is the good sign for him. He will have the higher status in this dunya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will elevate his standard and status, and also he will have the more respect among the community. So that is a good sign for him if someone flying towards the skies. The viewers of Madani channel, if someone sees a bad dream that there is a rain of stones coming down from the sky, so that's not good. It is the sign that they will face the punishment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the wrath of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And also if someone sees that the fire is coming down from the skies towards the earth, so that is also very bad, that the king of the time will face any trouble and any bad thing. And also there would be bloodshedding. So if someone watched such kind of dream, so he should make dua for him, for the community, for all the people, that may Allah save them from any azab, any punishment, any bad situation. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it was all about the different conditions and the colors of skies. So we make dua in the holy court of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah save us from the punishment, from the bad condition, and He gives us the good things, the bounties, the gifts from His bargah. Inshallah Azzawajal, in the coming silsila, we will be explaining about something new that would be helpful for you. Inshallah, you will increase your knowledge about the interpretations of a dream. So keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this Madani Guldasta has definitely been extremely important as well as informative for everyone out there. As you could see, the vast range of different types of interpretation and conditions of seeing different types of skies in your dream. Allahu Akbar. But we supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah azza wa jal grant us and accept all our lawful wishes in this world and grant us salvation on the day of judgment and admit us through His mercy and through the wasil of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam into paradise. I'm sure this silsila was informative for you as well and for the callers and listeners of Madani channel. My humble and honest appeal is to convey this message to others as well for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have any dream, always refer to an expert in this field who could give you the proper interpretation of your dreams, inshallah, azza wa jal. And yes, you can join us in the next coming silsila. So we would leave you with the missionary statement of Da'wat Islami, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan.